This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and it has been a veritable back-to-back of exciting interviews all day, but now we have a chance to breathe.
We've had a chocker show and it hasn't stopped, and we want to remind you all that we have a competition that's currently going on, don't we, Robbie?
We certainly do. The fantastic all-female cover rock band Les Zeppelin are coming to Australia. They're going to be singing all of the big hits in their own special way. And we've got two tickets to give away to their show on Saturday, the 6th of April at the Mimo Music Hall in St Kilda, with thanks to Giant Entertainment. We're just asking you what your favourite all-girl group is.
Yep, all you've got to do is let us know who's your favourite girl group. I said the Bangles. Robbie said the Spice Girls. But you can tell us whoever you like. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honour at joy.org.au. You have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything. In the last 7 days, we've got a message in from the lovely Marky Mark from Clifton Hill, who said, there's an episode of The Golden Girls where they all sing together, so I'm choosing them.
I think that's a very valid choice, Marky Mark.
Oh, it's a valid life choice, Mark. We respect that.
Can I tell you, Dean, I realised the other day, I was sitting at home. Now, the Golden Girls have just gone up on one of the streaming platforms, which the community is very excited about.
I have them on DVD, so I don't know what you mean.
I have everything on DVD. I realised something, that that Golden Girls is so much a part of our lexicon and our community that I had never realised that I have never actually watched.
Oh, it's really like a brilliant show.
I've never watched it back to back. I just assumed that I had.
Well, no, you have. I mean, I was growing up watching it. You were probably watching it when you were younger and you're seeing it from week to week. So that was a whole different... No?
Absolutely not.
I remember when it was on. Like, I remember when Golden Girls ended, when it was airing and everything.
I was 3 years in.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it went for a while, which means you could have been watching it. Mandy, can you just let us know, when Robbie was a child, did you make him watch Golden Girls? Because that would explain a lot.
I've definitely seen clips. Like, obviously, I'm familiar with them, but they're so much just a part of the, you know, pop culture and all that sort of stuff. They've stayed so relevant that I felt like I knew them. So I've actually started
watching. It's an absolutely brilliant show.
It is hilarious.
It's really funny. Like, really smart, and there was no other show that was really this smart and this witty with the script writing that was really highlighting older actresses.
There's nothing even on TV today that really quite compares to how brutal the commentary is and how much they went there.
Well, they really did, because I think it was a time that you could do that a little bit more and audiences would really respond to it in a really good way. The thing as well that I think is really brilliant about the show is the way in which they really do bring in issues. Like, there's an episode where Rose is sleeping and doesn't realise she's sleeping with a married man until he dies in her bed. Another episode where Blanche's daughter comes to visit, and Blanche's daughter is really, really large as opposed to Blanche, who's always been really slim and beautiful. And they talk about what body issues and what that means. There's even an episode where one of Blanche's friends comes and has a crush on Rose. No, or one of their friends anyway. It doesn't matter which one, but actually is a lesbian and has a crush on Rose. And they talk about what that means and how Rose isn't interested. And then Blanche is really jealous because she's not interested in her. But it's really great the way in which they really brought a lot of issues. They talked about HIV. They tackled serious issues, but with really, really smart comedy. It was really fantastic.
Yeah, it's a sensational series. It's nice to actually sit down and watch it in full and not just sort of the clips and stuff on Facebook of the witty remarks, but to see them, I mean, they really set the standard for sort of ensemble comedy.
Absolutely. So do you know originally, I mean, you've watched the first episode by now, so you saw how there was a man there who was kind of their cook and cleaner.
Yes.
He was never needed. But also Sophia was never meant to be a permanent cast member.
Yeah.
So Sophia was actually meant to be a reoccurring cast member they would add every now and then, but was never meant to be the character that she was, which is absolutely wonderful. And Sophia and Dorothy's relationship just warms my heart. I decided to skip to the end, and last week I watched when it went up on the streaming platform, I watched the last two episodes of the series. And it's absolutely beautiful when Dorothy finally gets married. And it's just
spoilers, I'm just starting all over again.
You know what, there's so much. Every episode is witty, every episode is great. Now you've given me nostalgia.
Oh, look,
I'm going to have to go back and watch.
You know what I, you know what I loved from the first episode, which I never realised? They give context to Sophia that Sophia has had a stroke, and as a result of that stroke,
that's why
she is very direct in the things that she says. So there is context there. She's not just a nasty comedian.
But I love that they give that context, but you never remember it, do you? Because you just think she's old and she's smart and she's just doing her thing.
So wishy. And Dorothy's biting comments. And sometimes you think, gosh, she's nasty.
Just wait until you get to the flashback episodes.
Yeah.
You wait until you get to the episodes where you look at their relationship when they were younger. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, great.
Oh, all of this talk about the Golden Girls giving me nostalgia for other girl groups. We have a double pass to give away to see Led Zeppelin. We're giving away a double pass to see this all female band in their re-rock remaking of Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin are performing at the Mimo Music Hall on Saturday the 6th of April in St Kilda. So we're giving away a double pass to go and see them there, thanks to our friends at Giant Entertainment. But just to let you know, they're also performing on Saturday the 7th of April at the Bowen Club in Geelong. So you can get your tickets via mimomusichall.com.au. But we have a double pass to give away today. We're giving away a double pass for Saturday the 6th of April. All you need to do is let us know, who is your favourite girl group? Like this listener who's let us know All Saints. Now, I did a flashback to the Channel 7 TV show All Saints, and I was like, what do they mean? That was just Georgie Parker and other people.
Never, ever been so low.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're talking about. So you can be like them and go into the draw to win a double pass to see Led Zeppelin on Saturday the 6th of April. That's Led Zeppelin on Saturday the 6th of April at Mimo Music Hall by simply letting us know your favourite girl group. You can hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Jean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.